Mr. Holman said one thing I, well, I said several things I agree with and disagree with, but one thing he said, I'm glad he did say this, was this is going to come back up, as you discussed, the funding for 14 years. I didn't hear anything about cost over 14 years. No consideration of what it costs to put gas in a bus, what it costs to feed a kid, what it costs to pay our staff, so wages that they can afford to live in Obion County even. Those things also have to be considered. You can call it overfunding. I agree with Mr. Ellegood. It's called prioritizing education in your county. And if you've never done anything on research on schools and on education of your population, you can either fund schools or fund jails. It's a simple way to put it. Or fund more hospitals, because, you know, the more educated your population is, the lower your crime rates are and the lower your health incident problems are. That's a fact. That holds everywhere, well beyond putting out a workforce that is able to sustain the industry or fill industry that comes into the community if we ever get back to the point where we're having industries interested in Obion County.